Also, Dave, got a question here, which I absolutely adore this question. This has been sent in by Jay DeSalvo, and he says, why do certain parts of the world, such as the Gulf of Mexico, have only two tides a day, one high and one low, when other bits of the world have four tides a day, two high tides and two low tides?
OK, first of all, why do we? Most of the world, 99% of the world, just has two tides a day? And the reason for that is both the moon and the sun pull on the Earth. And on the water around it. And if you're close to something massive, due to gravity, and if you're close to something massive, it's got a stronger attraction due to gravity than something further away. So the water on the side of the Earth closest to the moon is going to get pulled hardest. Then the Earth, which is sort of in the middle, is going to get pulled slightly less hard. And the water on the far side is going to get pulled even less hard. So you tend to get two bulges of water, one the bulge of water closest to the moon and the other bulge of water on the other side, which is getting left behind. So there's a reason why most places get two tides a day. But some places, the only place I know about it is Southampton and around Portsmouth in the UK, which has got the Isle of Wight. And this is, if you look very closely at a map of the Isle of Wight, it looks like there's two funnels, one on each side of the Isle of Wight, just north of it. And as the water rushes up the channel, as the tide rushes up the channel, it sort of piles into these funnels. And then it kind of gets, as it gets narrower and narrower, the wave gets higher and higher. So you actually get a high tide as the water rushes up. You get another one on the other funnel as the water rushes back down the channel. So you get twice as many tides as you should have, and you get four tides a day.